You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. So I just thought to myself, why do we do the things that we do in our lives? What is it that creates this movement or this desire? And why do we do the things that we do anyways? So in particular, I guess I'm referring to our passions, our careers, the things that we long for, what we create. And why do we do them? It's as if there's this underlying need. Not need in the sense that we wouldn't be able to physically survive, but perhaps just as important, it's a spiritual need, maybe an emotional need, a psychological need, a familial need. It's this sense that if we don't do the thing that we feel called to do, or feel driven to do, or feel the inspiration to do, then we'll continue to cycle over and over and over and over again. And that's where we oftentimes find ourselves stuck, or we might label it as stuck. I'm stuck. I feel stuck. I don't know what to do. And the answer or the cure to this stuckness would be movement. And I'm close to saying that the cure to whatever it is that you want to do would be maybe the opposite of that thing, but I could be getting myself in too deep with that statement. So we won't go there. But for the sense of feeling stuck or not knowing what to do, or being indecisive, the cure to this would be action, movement, forward momentum, even when you don't know what the hell that's going to do. You don't have the answer, you don't know how it's going to play out. And really, that's really all of life. I mean, even when we have everything planned out to the T, everything, you know, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, you know, everything's all planned out. And even if we were to take action upon that, knowing that we have everything squared away, everything down to the nitty-gritty detail, something can happen outside of our circumstances that changes everything. And then what? So then we adjust. We make changes. We figure it out. We learn to adapt. We know that we can handle it. This too shall pass, just like the thing before that, just like the thing before the thing before the thing. It's this underlying drive that we have. It's this wanting to know more, this curiosity. So if you're feeling a sense of curiosity, oh, what would that be like? Oh my gosh, I have this dream, I visualize, I want this, I need this. I would say go for it. Go for it. You know, it's like if you have this dream, why is it there? It's there because of this creativeness. We were created. And in a sense, this is one of the reasons why we're here. This is part of our purpose, is to create to express, to experience overall, to experience life, to be here. Now, this isn't always pretty. Sometimes we have those moments of complete despair, perhaps not having literally a dime in our pocket. Maybe everything is crumbled. You know, I'm thinking of, I wanted to say thunder because that's one of the words in my tarot decks. Now I can't even think of what it's called. Oh my gosh, one of the tarot decks. The tower. It's like everything crumbles underneath of us. You know, and then we build again. And so in those moments of experiencing the flaws, the despair, the not knowing, the harsh feelings, we then rebuild ourselves up, or we have the option to do that. We have the choice. We have the ability. We have hopefully the support. Hopefully you have the support. And if you don't feel that you have the support, maybe this is a sign or an opportunity or an aha moment for you to find that support, because it's out there. So everything that you're wanting and seeking and desiring and yearning for and wishing for and hoping for can be done in my mind and in my thought and in this message right now. Now, you have to understand that it might not be exactly the way that you thought it was going to be. So even after working at it for moments at a time or months at a time or years at a time, whatever the thing is that you are working toward and hoping for, it might end up turning out completely different than what you thought. Because people change, circumstances evolve, people mature, and our dreams change too, actually. Sometimes we hold on to dreams because they're so close to our heart, because there was an energy attachment to that dream when we initially had it. And dreams can change, and that's okay. So what is the point of all of this? I guess there's multiple reasons for this message coming through. For one, I feel like this is a good standing point, helping you understand that as a human, we all have these dreams and aspirations, and we have the ability to make them happen. And, you know, I would guarantee that all of us at some point in our lives, we have felt stuck, apprehensive, going in circles. You know, I think some of us are better at making decisions than others, or some of us might be better at, you know, getting the ball rolling, and then, you know, we have to go back and reassess and reflect. And, you know, we each individually have our strengths. But I think that that's a commonality. That's something that I was thinking about the other day that Spirit brought to my attention, that what is it that connects all of us? What is the commonalities that we have as being a human? And one of them is like a drive, this yearning to create, to express. And it's also this idea or this notion or this energy of experiencing. And so when you know that you also have a drive to create, because that's just innate within us, and that everyone else has the same drive to create, and understanding that if you don't create in some way or another, you're going to begin to feel that stagnation. You're going to feel that continuous apprehension, that continuous feeling of blah, that continuous feeling of even depression, perhaps. Not to say that depression isn't good every once in a while, because I do feel like when we are in a depressed state, that in itself is a lesson. Maybe we need to reset. Maybe we need to reflect. Maybe we need to go deep in order to see this aspect of ourselves that actually creates a balance within us. This doesn't mean that you have to live your whole life feeling depressed or being in a depressed state. But if something depressing happens, then naturally I would believe that that is the right thing to do, is to feel that depression in that moment. but also have support to where you're not going so deep to where you don't even recognize yourself anymore. You must, you know, have this groundedness as well, but also feel feelings that come with that. So this idea of this expression and just being in this state of whatever pops up, recognizing it, knowing that this is why we do what we do, right? It comes back to that question, why the hell do we do what we do? I think it's just innate within us. Even animals and trees, they innately do what they feel naturally inclined to do. Trees grow. They offer oxygen. They shine. They are still, and yet they have a movement. They're here for us. In a way, they communicate in their own manner. They energize the space. They provide love. And I can go on and on and on. But just as just as naturally for an animal, it collects food, it feeds itself, it builds its nest, it builds its home, it procreates, it loves, it feels, it approaches you at the right time when you're feeling down. And so it's natural for Mother Nature. We are Mother Nature as well. You know, so many times I'm saying, get out in Mother Nature. But really, Mother Nature is connecting with your own self as well. It's quieting the mind. It's being still. It's allowing for electronics to be set aside. Electronics. I feel like I'm, you know, so old saying that. But it's true. So it's just innate within us to want to do the things that we want to do. And so God, Spirit, the universe is encouraging you to express yourself in the way in which you feel drawn to express yourself, however that looks. Maybe you want to take photos. Maybe you want to, you know, be angry. Maybe you want to punch a punching bag. Maybe you want to move to another country and travel. Maybe you want to get a divorce. Maybe you want to have children. Maybe it's family focused. Maybe it's spiritually focused. Maybe it is creatively focused. You want to write your own book. You want to start a farm. You want to dig a hole. You know, you want to plant something. You know, and it changes over time. So the idea of this expression is innately within you. It's not even just an idea, it's a notion. It's like we must create, we must express, or else it just stays stagnant within us. Even those moments in time where we need to express what has happened to us from the past or what we fear in the future, if we keep those thoughts or those traumas or those dense energies within us, we start to feel bogged down, not only emotionally, energetically, but also spiritually. We may begin to experience or grow some sort of disease within us because we're not allowing ourselves to express outwardly. We may think that we are, but until you pinpoint, which that doesn't mean you have to figure out the exact thing, but maybe express differently. So if something has been on your mind, then Spirit is encouraging you to somehow express that specific thing that is on your mind outwardly, from within, outwardly. And you'll notice a shift. It's like feng shui. It's like getting rid of the things, recycling them, throwing them away, donating them, burning them. It's recycling them in some way. It's transmuting the energy in some way. And so Spirit is encouraging you to transmute this energy in some way. And that is the natural part of who we are. That is the magic of who we are, is that you have the capability of transmuting, transforming, trans-changing the energy. So Spirit's encouraging you to change whatever that is, to alter it, to create it anew into something else. and in a way that feels right to you. If you need to be angry about it, be angry about it. If you need to be happy about it, be happy about it. You know, some people don't like when we're happy. That upsets them. Or maybe they need to be angry, you know? And so it's just this idea of this expression. It's innate within us. So if we were to answer that question, why do we do the things that we do? Why do we create? Why do we have this feeling? And I think that this is God within us wanting us to express. It's like it just needs to happen. And when you start to feel stagnant, stuck, unchanging, that's when you know that the answer is to do something that is going to transmute the energy that you're feeling, and then you will feel different. You probably will feel better. You will have new ideas. You will know what to do. You will find a new expression. You will create. You will be on to the next thing. This is growth. This is growth. This is growth. Spirit is encouraging you to move forward, not backwards. Maybe temporarily backwards to reflect, but then movement forward is the way to go. So this is your sign. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.